Welcome to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called Can Bloom's Taxonomy Actually Teach Innovation? Let's dive in. Most teachers use Bloom's taxonomy backwards, starting with knowledge and crawling toward analysis. But what if we flipped it? What if we started with create and used innovation as the engine that drives all learning? Today we're exploring how Bloom's upper levels, analyze, evaluate, create, aren't just assessment checkboxes, but your roadmap to making innovation systematic. Traditional teaching climbs Bloom's like a ladder. Remember, understand, apply, then maybe reach higher levels. Innovation teaching flips it. Start with a creation challenge, then spiral down through analysis and evaluation to build the knowledge students actually need. This mirrors how real innovators work. They don't memorize first, they tinker first. The research backs this up beautifully. Studies show students retain 90% of what they create versus 10% of what they read. Bloom's create level activates multiple cognitive processes simultaneously. It's not the top of a pyramid, it's the hub of a wheel. When students create first, they naturally ask better questions, seek relevant knowledge, and develop criteria for evaluation. Here's what I call the create first protocol. Give students a mini creation challenge in the first 5 minutes of any lesson. For example, design a solution for this problem using only what you know right now. Then, teach the content they need and have them revise their creation. This transforms passive recipients into active knowledge seekers. Let me paint you a picture. I observed a 7th grade history class studying the American Revolution. Instead of reading about causes first, students spent 10 minutes designing their own revolution against a school policy they disagreed with. They quickly realized they needed strategy, allies, communication plans, exactly what colonists needed. As they learned about actual historical events, they continuously refined their own revolution, making connections between taxation without representation and student voice in school policies. By unit's end, they'd created historically informed action plans and could analyze why some revolutions succeed while others fail. This week, pick one lesson and start with creation instead of content. Give students 5 minutes to make, design, or solve something related to your topic before you teach it. Watch how their questions change. They'll ask for exactly the knowledge they need when they need it. Innovation isn't a 21st century skill we add on top of traditional learning. It's how humans naturally learn. When we structure learning around creation, evaluation, and analysis, we're not just preparing students for future jobs, we're honoring how their brains already want to engage with the world as makers, not just takers. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem solving into every classroom. Remember, you're not just a teacher, you're an innovation teacher. Let's keep shaping classrooms where creativity and discovery thrive. Subscribe and join me on this journey.